Markey today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, if you're just beginning to wake and the alarm rang, do not look out the window if you live in the Northeast. Believe me, you don't want to look what's out there. The weatherman has been very inaccurate, but it could be a lot worse. Let's put it that way. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful, but you don't want to look outside and see what you've got ahead of you as far as shoveling today. There's a lot of snow in places. We were supposed to get snow by the foot, not by the inch. Been snowing for 3 days, all day Friday, all day Saturday. And it's supposed to snow most of today, I guess. And the flakes are so little that it takes a lot of it to come down. I think we probably have maybe 12 inches, maybe a little bit more. But it's like it's never-ending storm. So we'll stay inside. We'll watch some videos. We'll look at the seed catalogs, and the seed catalogs have started coming in, and there's some beautiful new vegetables, there's some beautiful new flowers to look at, and if you want to forget about the snow, look at your seed catalogs, and tell your body to switch from the winter mode to the spring mode, and turn the pages, and just look at all the beautiful pictures. I was looking at a couple of them yesterday, and carrots that are not just the beautiful orange that we're accustomed to, but yellow carrots and red carrots and purple carrots, and not just your traditional green beans or yellow wax beans, but some that are purple and some that are pink and some that are blue, you know. Not something that you want to plant a whole garden of, but there's some unique things out there that can make gardening an awful lot of fun. If you would like to get some seed catalogs, what I want you to do is to go to my website. Just go to www.paulparent.com, and when the front page comes up, just click on the very top of the page, and there is a whole section. There's probably 50 different companies that you can get a free catalog from. It has website links that you can order it, and then you can begin to dream. There, we have catalogs there for perennial growers that specialize in just maybe half a dozen different types of perennials. One of my favorite ones is a company called Gilbert and Weil, and they specialize in daylilies, hosta, iris, and hybrid lilies. And then they'll do a few other odds and ends, but their specialty, hosta, daylilies, and iris. You get a free catalog. They run all kinds of specials during the year, early order, late in the year order. But you can look at all these catalogs, and it'll just make you dream. And as you start to look at the pictures, the beautiful new sea geraniums, the new colors of impatience, the new varieties of marigolds, and everything else in between, the snow will get lighter and lighter, and before long, the grass will be green. You'll be feeling a lot more motivated for what's coming. Hey, winter doesn't last that long. You have to keep saying that. Now, if we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. Now, at this time of the year, the phone lines get quiet because of the season, so that if you've had problems in the past year, not quite sure what the cause was, or you've tried to get through, call right now, 800-259-9231. You talk with Jared. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together to maybe plan out things a little bit better to solve some of the problems that you had this past year with your lawn, with your gardens, with the trees. Maybe you have some houseplants. Yesterday I was putting a lot of the Christmas decorations away, and I have a beautiful bay leaf. And I bought it in a 4-inch pot. It's now in a 12-inch container and probably 18 inches tall and 18 inches wide. It's absolutely beautiful. And I have a rosemary, the same thing. Bought it in a 4-inch plant. I bought an upright growing variety, and I've been pruning it so that it's cone shape. And I put some straw-type ornaments on them for Christmas, just to jazz up the room a little bit. So yesterday I was taking these little, they were like snowflakes made of straw. Took them off the rosemary, gave the plant some food, gave him a good drink of water, went to the bay leaf, and as I'm taking off these little straw snowflakes, I felt stickiness. And I didn't notice that when I put them on a month ago. Took them all off, turned the plant on its side, and found on one side of the plant and on the inside, scale. And scale is, when you first look at it, it looks like a bump growing on the stems and on the leaf of the plant. And it's an insect that resembles a turtle. Hard shell. They attach themselves to the leaf. And unlike the Japanese beetle that just eats everything he can get his mouth on, the scale sucks. So it doesn't have teeth, but it has like a hypodermic needle mouth part. And what it does is just sucks energy out of the plant. Well, when the room gets warm, it's drawing the fluids from the plant. And sometimes when a room gets warm, the fluids in the plant will thin out. And the insect, when he's sucking, too much comes out, comes into his mouth parts too fast. And he'll literally spit some of it out. And when you feel the foliage, and even my pot and the table felt sticky, it's called honeydew. And it's like syrup from the plant that the insect feeds on. And because it comes in too fast, and it's almost like you taking a big breath and too much liquid comes in through a straw, it comes out, sticks on the foliage, making it all sticky. The pot felt sticky, and the table. So you take a little bit of like Joy or Dove or Dawn, and put it on a soft cloth, wash the table, wash the pot, and wash the foliage. That makes a big difference, because if you don't remove the stickiness from the foliage, because it's like maple syrup, it's pure sugar, a black fungus called sooty mold will begin to grow on this stickiness. The stickiness is called honeydew. I know a lot of people say, honey, can you do this for me? Well, this is honeydew, just like that. Pure sugar. And if you don't wash it, and again, just a little bit of dishwasher liquid, and it'll come right off. But if you don't remove it, this black mold will grow on it. The black mold becomes so thick, it blocks the sunlight from hitting the leaf. And then the leaf begins to fall as the insect multiplies. So if you are going to do anything today, you're stuck in the house because of the weather, I want you to check your plants. Look for insects. Now, scale is usually found on the lower part of your plant. And again, you'll feel stickiness. On top of the plant, you will find something called aphids. And they are the color of the leaves. So if you have a plant where the leaves are pale in color, the aphid will be pale in color. If the leaves are dark green in color, they'll be dark green. So they it's like a camouflage. They will adapt to their living area so that you can't see them or you have a harder time. But they're usually on the flower buds or on the tips of the plants. So if you have hibiscus, for example, they'll be right on those buds and they'll be noticeable. The other plant looks like a spider web, and that's called spider mite or red spider. So check your plants and call us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's winter. Whew, going to be a long time before we plant that garden. But, you know, it comes quick, and it's going to melt quick. We're going to have a nice early spring. We're going to have the perfect spring, a great summer, and a wonderful fall ahead of us. So we have to think positive. The weather's been so bad the last couple of years to try and grow things that we're due. Mother Nature owes us a good growing season. We had a woman call, and she was on her way to work fighting the slipperiness of the road and the snow and couldn't stay on. And she wanted to know how she could grow root crops organically and how to improve her soil. Well, let's begin right there. What you need to do is add organic matter. Now, whether your soil is sandy or clay, the secret is to get organic matter in that ground. Organic matter like peat moss, compost. If you live by the ocean, when this storm is over, the beaches will be full of seaweeds. And if you can get near a seawall where the waves are beating the seaweed up against the seawall, there's going to be tons of it. This time of the year, you can't get it in the garden, but if you can get to the seawall, take the seaweed, put it in trash bags, and bring it home, and just throw it on the side of your yard, because you're not going to be able to get to the garden, because a lot of us have had a foot, sometimes a little bit more than that. It'd be up in Presque Isle, Maine. They were supposed to get 2 or 3 feet. So maybe we'll have a listener from Presque Isle let us know. But if you can add 3 to 6 inches or more, every year I put down compost on my vegetable garden. I have a company here in Maine called Winterwood Farms. and I buy a 10-yard load of it. Just like buying bark mulch, I'll buy a 10-yard truckload of compost, and I use it in place of bark mulch on my perennial beds. I mix it in my annual beds, and I put it in a vegetable garden. So if you can blend in compost, peat moss, animal manure, anything like that, when you mix it with the sand, it helps to hold moisture. When you mix it with the clay, it prevents the clay from sticking together so your soil doesn't feel or look like silly putty. It doesn't get all bound up. So any kind of organic matter like that works great. It really makes a big difference. And rutabaga and potatoes are easy to grow. And if you go to any seed catalog, you can grow rutabagas just like you grow carrots or beets or radishes. And it's something that you would start in May, trying to get them in the ground in April. Unless you live on beautiful Cape Cod someplace, you can get started earlier. But if you live in northern New England, then wait until the first week of May, and then you can get them in. If the ground is cold and the ground is wet, it isn't going to work. And you know what I do? And you can do the same thing. Sometimes your insurance man will give you a thermometer. Or go to any of your hardware stores, and you can buy an inexpensive air thermometer. And what you do is, in the middle of your garden, dig a hole about 6 inches deep, stick the bottom 6 inches of your thermometer in the ground, cover it with soil, and it will register what the temperature is of the soil. Once you see that the temperature gets to be in the 50s, that's a signal that you can plant. If you try and plant it when the soil is in the 40s, the seed is not going to germinate. Okay? But if you want to find some good seeds, go to my website, www.paulparent, like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. Click on the seed catalogs and let the dream begin. Because you can buy rutabagas in all different sizes and lengths and thicknesses and colors. Okay? And while you're there, sign up for the newsletter. The newsletter came out this Thursday, and we did a story on Helleborus, my wife's favorite perennial, on Cape... on Cape Cod, Helleborus begin to bloom in February. In Maine, they bloom in March, when everybody's asleep. Great perennial, Helleborus. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Parent Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun and Club. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Mary on the line, who's calling about a begonia.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Good morning. I always like listening to you. But I wanted to say, I received a plant. The reason I think it's a begonia, it has a rounded leaf. And this is a fuchsia color, and it has some large flowers, not the little tiny ones, as big as the bottom of my finger. And then it has a lot of buds ready to come, sprout out. Now, what I want to know is, should this plant be placed in the sun and fed like you explain, or should it lay dormant?
Okay. This time of the year, you have to say to yourself, the days are a lot shorter right now than they will be in June. And the intensity of the light is a lot less. So I always say to myself, during the summer, we have the sun like a 100-watt light bulb. During the winter, the sun is like a 50-watt light bulb. So anything that blooms, especially a begonia, and it sounds to me that you have one of the new German hybrid begonias, and they're called a Rieger, R-E-I-G-H-E-R, a Rieger begonia.
Yes.
And they come in yellows and reds and pinks and whites and all different colors.
Yes.
If you can give them more sun, they're going to continue to bloom all winter long. Now, here's a couple of things I want you to be aware of. The any of the begonia family, they do not like water on the foliage. A lot of houseplants, because the house is dry with the heat running, if you put water on the leaves, it helps to make the growing environment around them more humid, and they seem to do better. But begonias, if you get the leaves wet, they're going to grow a white mold, and then the leaves begin to rot. So keep the water off the foliage at all times.
Okay.
Now, the way that I water my begonias is I'll pick up the pot and feel how heavy it is. And if it feels like it's got some weight to it, I leave it alone. If it's starting to feel dry, then I'll bring it to the sink. I'll turn on the faucet with warm water. And I'll fill the pot and let it sit in the sink so the excess drains, and then I'll water it again and let it drain. That way it's even, because a lot of the plants that are grown this time of the year, they're using an artificial soil. It's a man-made soil because it's sterile, and they can root cuttings in it, and they can start seeds a lot better. But it tends to dry out quicker. So feel the soil.
Okay.
If it feels dry, pick up the pot, and you should be okay. And then in May, when it's safe for you to plant outside, then move it from that sunny window to a window where you get morning sun, which would be the east, or in a west window where you're going to get late in the day sun. And if you decide that you want to put it outdoors, put it someplace outside where it's going to be shady. But this is a great plant. It's easy to take care of.
Okay.
And it does not, it doesn't like to be wet. So give it a good drink and then give it a chance to dry.
Would a poinsettia with a cold area of the building harm the poinsettia? It gets enough sun during the day, but, you know, it's in a cold area of the house. Will that hurt the poinsettia plant?
Well, the thing that will hurt your poinsettia is drafts, where you get air movement. So if you can keep it out of drafts, and you could keep the poinsettia in a room that's like 55 or 60 with no problem, but you want to avoid doors opening and closing and then a cold chill come in.
Oh, the poor thing, it's in a draft. Oh, it's in a terrible draft. I'm going to pull it right in the house right away. And I don't water it too much.
No.
I just
water
want to
as wait. Needed.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Darren. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're talking gardening. The number here, 800-259-9231. If you do have a cool area and you want to have flowers, poinsettia likes it relatively warm. But if you have a cool spot, the plant to put in there is called the cyclamen or the sicklemen. And it grows like a mushroom cap, the foliage. The leaves are in the shape of a heart. And when the flower comes out on this tall stem, when it opens, it looks like a butterfly. But the cyclamen will tolerate much cooler growing conditions. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Bill on the line, who's calling about lemongrass.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you, Paul, and Happy New Year to you. We look forward to seeing you in the Nashua area again at the local nurseries. I'm disabled and enjoy what little window room I have in the kitchen facing south with a overhang that's quite long. So I don't get a very long or strong sunlight into the window, but that's my only choice. This lemongrass I bought last summer was 18 inches high in a 6-inch pot, and it was gorgeous. And I've enjoyed many Tom Kha Gai soups from it. And it's now down to about 6 inches high, and it looks like a stub of quack grass out in the field. And I'm wondering whether I'm going to be able to have it survive.
Have you repotted it, Bill?
No.
Okay, that's what I would do. I'd be willing to bet that pot is just a solid, solid mass of roots. And I would repot it from that 4-inch pot that it's in, that you bought it in April or May, move it to a 6-inch container, and then if you really want to stimulate it, you're going to need to feed that every couple of weeks, or get something called Osmocote. Osmocote looks like little BBs.
Yes, and I'm every familiar time a with plant, it.
Every time you water, it gets fed. So I'd be willing to bet that if you can give that some room for the roots to expand, you're going to see some new shoots develop from the base of the plant, and that will help it to give it some body again. Because you keep cutting it, which is what you're supposed to do, and use it. And there's nothing better than growing herbs on your windowsill. We have this bay leaf I was talking about earlier. We have the rosemary. My wife will grow parsley. Basil, she absolutely loves. Chives.
How about sage?
Sage is, as long as it can get plenty of light like you're talking about. It doesn't have to have, you know, that hot, hot direct sun on it. But as long as it's getting good light, your herbs will do good. But remember, they're like you. They have to eat. And a lot of us, we tend to forget, you know, well, as long as they get water, they'll do fine. They'll do fine. But if you can feed them, you're going to get some new growth on them.
That's certainly a part of the problem. I haven't fed it yet.
Yeah, well, you know, if you haven't eaten in a day or two, you're going to feel weak. And if you want to stimulate some growth in that plant. But I think if you can repot it, Bill, and then if you've got the Osmocote, use it. If not, then use something like Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest. You're going to find that lemongrass will put out a whole bunch of new growth. And now the days are getting longer. We're gaining 30 seconds or so every single day. So
yes.
By the time we get into February, you're going to see a difference in the plant growing habit. And as the days get longer, as the sun gets higher in the sky, you're going to see things more on the positive side. So you'll be okay. Yep. But just,
thank you very much.
You know, you need to, Bill, you have a wonderful new year, and spring will come and we'll get you back outside. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Gail on the line, who's calling about Montauk daisies.
Okay. Gail, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I took your advice last year, and I cut the Montauk daisies down to 8 inches, stuck them all in the ground, and every one of them grew a flower on them at the end of the season. But I didn't do it until, I think, the end of June, and the original flower didn't get many new flowers on it. When should I actually do that this year? Did I do it a little late?
No, you really didn't do it a little bit late. The part of the problem is that we had a lot of cloudy weather, and we had a lot of rain, and the plants just didn't do what they should. My Montauk daisies, I try and do a lot of pruning, and I target my pruning for tall phlox, chrysanthemums, Montauk daisies and the tall growing sedums for the 4th of July. So that time of the year is when I'll take my tall sedum that are probably maybe a foot tall at that point. I cut them back by a third. And like you just said, I take all of those cuttings, I strip off some of the leaves, and I put them right into the ground, and they root the Montauk daisy the same thing. Well, I did it. And because of the crazy weather we had, my Montauk daisies were almost 3 feet tall, and they kept falling over. If I hadn't cut them, they would have been 4 feet tall. But we didn't have the heat during the growing season to really force a lot of flowers. And my plants here in Maine, I had probably 6 to 10 flowers that actually bloomed. I had a lot of buds, but the buds froze before the weather allowed them to produce. And a lot of plants that I try and grow a lot of unusual things because I, you know, it's fun for me. And one of my favorites is the angel's trumpet. Now, 2 years ago, my angel's trumpet in the middle of July was loaded. This year, my angel's trumpet didn't bloom until the middle of August, and I could count the number of flowers on the plant. And it was directly related to the cloudy weather, all of the rain, and we had the coldest summer. It's either the first or the second coldest summer ever recorded. And the first or the second wettest summer ever recorded. So if you combine wetness, cloudy, and cold, plants just weren't able to do. So don't get discouraged. This year is a whole new season, and you're going to find that things are going to be a lot better for you. Okay? But I write on my calendar, 4th of July, and I prune back the mums that survived the winter, the Montauk daisies, my sedums, and they do very, very well. And you got all these cuttings. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Ulbrich for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, if you need some help, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call right now. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Ted on the line. Ted is calling about a weed he's having a hard time getting rid of.
Okay, Ted, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club. Happy New Year to you, sir.
You too, Paul. Thank you. One question, which is my biggest problem with people in the garden, which I'm really looking forward to again working this coming season. There's something plaguing the whole garden area, which is surrounded by lawn grass, which doesn't have it at all. I was told it was either called witch grass or switch grass. I think I've asked about this once before. It is horrible stuff. It's got long white roots, tenacious, like hard as nails, spreads yep. everywhere. Nothing will even come up through it. And I'm wondering which might be the best way to get rid of it, totally eradicate it somehow. It's about a 90-foot square area.
Okay. What you want to do is get out into your garden and, you know, till it up a little bit, and that will destroy some of it. But once it begins to break through the soil and becomes visible, and that's going to happen during mid to late May, maybe even early June, depending on where you live and how spring warms up for us. But as soon as you see the grass coming out of the ground, and it's about a half an inch or three-quarters of an inch, then you want to get a product called Over the Top. Now, they have improved it. Last year, they came out with a new formula. It's called Over the Top Number 2. And Over the Top 2 can be used in the vegetable garden. And if you get it on your tomatoes, it's not going to hurt your tomatoes. It's a weed killer that's been designed to kill grasses. And it has a list a mile long of where you can use it and on what plants you cannot. But the way that they do this, plants are broken down into basically two families. Grasses are called monocot. And all of your others are called dicots. So they can develop a weed killer that will only kill monocots without hurting your other plants, and vice versa. They can develop a weed killer to kill dicots like dandelions and chickweed and clover that you can spray right on the grass and it doesn't hurt the grass. Well, this is a grass killer that won't hit or hurt broadleaf growing plants. So as soon as it's up about half to three quarters of an inch, you look for over the top number two. There's nothing on the market like it that's safe to use in a vegetable garden, and it will be absorbed into the foliage and it will knock it right out. I tried it last year in my vegetable garden. I have a lot of crabgrass, and I've been working at it for years. And last year, over the top two came out. I sprayed it, and I get crabgrass where my onions are planted. And it's difficult because if you pull out the crabgrass seedlings, then you hurt the little onion seedlings, or you end up losing them. So I use this over the top and over the top two, and it worked wonderful.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, are you still on, Paul?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, yeah, hi. Will that be good, too? This stuff is probably going to it's going to probably start encroaching and invading again into my asparagus, big, long, big patch I planted last spring. And would it be good for there, too, like where the asparagus is?
Yeah, I would think so. Just read the label, because there are some plants that you cannot use it on.
Okay.
But see, this over the top, too. If you have a flower bed with perennials, you can spray it right over all of your perennials, and it will kill the grasses. If you have a banking and you planted junipers to hold the banking down and grasses come in, it's really hard. Or Pachysandra or English ivy, and the grasses begin to come in these beds, you can take over the top two, spray it. And it will not hurt your ground covers, your junipers, or your vegetables, and it eliminates the grass.
Wow.
Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call. We'll work together, and you'll have a great year of gardening. Think positive, folks. It's going to be better than last year.